Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Live from the arena of questions no one wants to answer in front of a crowd. It is the philosophy show that makes the big leagues look like they're overthinking it. Let's get metaphysical!
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one user's question gets answered by 15 wisdom traditions. You can find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question: when I realize I have been more committed to my potential than to my actual life, what have I been living? Which is maybe, what do you call a life you kept meaning to start? Or, what is the cost of loving the version of yourself who hasn't arrived yet? Or more bluntly, if you've been rehearsing instead of performing, what name do you give the decades? Let's sit with that. What have you actually been living? Almost every tradition here landed on the same word before they even knew the others were in the room: rehearsal. Stoicism said it outright. You've been standing in the wings, polishing the costume, and soon has eaten 20 years. Christianity called it a resurrection you kept postponing. Absurdism said it twice. It literally repeated its own closing line. Because a postponement that elegant deserves the repetition. And I think that landing matters. Because rehearsals feel like progress. They feel responsible, like you're not squandering anything, you're preparing.
Right, but here's where the traditions actually split. Stoicism and existentialism both say, you chose this. The hovering is the commitment. You are already the defendant and the judge, and you keep adjourning the trial. That's a cold read, but it's honest. Buddhism and Taoism are doing something different. Buddhism gives you a monk sitting for 3 days waiting for an answer that was never coming. Taoism says, you were the hub stuffed so full of becoming that the wheel couldn't turn. Those aren't blame, they're just structural descriptions of the jam you're in.
And then Islam and Judaism get specific in a way that kind of hits differently. Islam says, your forehead on the cold floor, this face, this earth, this hour. Not a gesture toward a better you. The prayer mat is anti-abstraction. Judaism goes even sharper. Hillel's golden rule flipped. You've been loving a self that hasn't arrived yet more than the one standing at the stove at 7 p.m., tired and real. And the question it asks back is, whose hunger were you feeding with all that beautiful postponed becoming? That one I had to sit with.
The Vedantic answer is the wildest, and I mean that as a compliment. It says, the witness who noticed the gap between potential and actual, that grieved, clear-eyed thing showing up at 3 a.m., is the same construction as the unlived years, the dream indicting the dream, which sounds like it gets you off the hook, but it doesn't, because Hinduism immediately says, this is tamas dressed as patience. You've been logging every unlived hour as interest accruing, while the principle, your actual dharma, sits there hemorrhaging. You were assigned a field. The field doesn't wait.
The pop culture oracle went for Joni Mitchell. Court and spark era, clouds from both sides energy. And honestly, it worked. You've been sketching the clouds until the sketch becomes the clouds, until the concept of your life is so much prettier than Tuesday that you keep choosing the concept. The Sufi response picked up the same frequency from a completely different direction. The beloved does not receive the prepared. The beloved receives the arrived. And Epicureanism just said, friend, the sufficient life was never smaller than you, it was just present. Which is either devastating or kind, depending on the day. What the episode leaves us with is simple and a little uncomfortable. Almost every tradition agrees the unlived life isn't empty. It's full. Full of the version of you that was almost ready. Tomorrow we bring another question. Bring a real one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the field does not wait. The dog does not dream about being a better dog. And neither should you. Probably. If today's episode made you realize you've been standing in a doorway, consider this your nudge to step through it, or at least to subscribe. TheGodShow.us is completely free and drops a new question every single day in multiple languages. If the show is useful to you, tell someone, rate it, share it. It costs you nothing, and it helps us keep the lights on in this very specific philosophical arena. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, Refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.